My message this morning, if I give you the title, I believe that there's a heaven. I believe there's a hell. And I believe I got saved one day, and for all the journeys of life, I believe there's a crown laid up somewhere for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Somewhere far, far away. And you know why I believe that? Because it is my life. It's not my wife or daughter. It's not yours. It's my life. And there's a reward that waiting for me. I believe. Now, in Exodus, the 12th chapter of Exodus, the 12th verse, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Amen. What promise? They was hid behind the blood. They were safe behind the blood.
Amen.
And I believe in the blood.
Yeah.
Now,
amen.
At midnight, there was a cry made.
Amen.
Because God had made it all the way to Pharaoh's house. And his precious firstborn was laying sleeping. I no doubt around the palace, there was soldiers. There was people. Impossible for a man like me or you or somebody else to enter that place. But I believe that death come creeping out through the walls, come creeping under the door. I passed the soldiers. I whenever it got to the firstborn. And there was a great cry made. And there was not a house where there was not a death outside the blood. Now we're going to leave that right there. At midnight there was a great cry made. Because they had not applied the blood.
Right.
They had not done what Moses had told them to do. Just like today, if you fail, I'm the least of anybody. But if you fail to obey the gospel and do what it says to do, you're no different. I'm no different to them poor people. At midnight, Jesus appeared.
Yeah.
At midnight, people begin to die. Now, leaving that, going into the New Testament, man, I'm so glad that God so loved the world. The men that He created, the men and women that He created. He didn't just send somebody as He did Moses. God sent His Son to die for me and you.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing with it? We claim Him in word. We claim Him that somebody somewhere back there got saved. But we better be a walking up the highway to heaven that leads all the way home, confessing Him. And He said, "They shall not be ashamed I believe that we ought to come forth praising the Lamb of God because He is worthy to be saved. All right. Jesus, you know, and I'm going to take my time. I want what I'm going to do with this. But we read, we understand according to our own ability. And if it wasn't for Him, I couldn't even read it. But through Him, I can read it. And through Him, I can understand to my ability. Amen. So when He says to bring it forth, I'll bring it forth. If it hair lifts the devil. So I'll try to take my time. Jesus come to the earth and He worked and He labored, done all these things. How the disciples, they followed Him plumb to the end of the way. They didn't quit right there, but they, after He was gone, they continued to follow His words. They was not following Him by sight no more. But they was doing what me and you're doing. Following Him through faith.
Yeah.
Because I believe. Mm-hmm. My faith is I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe they were Savior. I believe Jesus come and laid the foundation. He was a chief cornerstone. He told the disciples what they ought to do. And they followed His sayings plumb to the end of the way. Now, Jesus, I said it, He would die. And in 3 days, He would rise again.
Right.
Now, and I believe that. I believe it was a cross. I believe there was a place called Golgotha.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen it. I believe it. And because of Him and because I believe, I love you enough and I love Him enough to tell the story. And this is a story in Luke 22 verse 40. And when He was at the place, He said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptations. And He was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeling down, and prayed, saying, Father, if Thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done. Mm-hmm. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he arose up from praying, he was come to his disciples. He found them sleeping for sorrow. Now, I believe that these men just didn't go to sleep for no reason. But their hearts was broken. They was at the place they knew that the day had come whenever he would be delivered up of the devil. The devil can't touch you as long as you are covered in that with the blood of the blessed Savior that come from heaven and died for me and you. But here He said in John He said, if I had not have come and spoken unto them, they would not have sinned. But now they have no cloak for their sins. Brother, his blood made the covering for our sins. Listen, how are you going to get to the blood? You come by repentance.
Right.
By repentance. And he knelt down on the ground. I don't know where. I don't know when. But one thing I do know, that through his blood, whether he was praying so earnestly for me and you, I don't know, but from then on, his work I was finished. I know that he went all the way to the common hall of Pilate. He went on to the cross. Listen, and he went and us all the way. I want to read maybe just another verse of scripture if I can find it. And it said whenever they went on from there, listen, they went into the hall of Pilate, and Peter come along and warming himself, and he said, and they begin to accuse him, "Are you one of these?" He said, "I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. And the Lord turned." Let me go back up 60th verse. And Peter said, "Men, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crowed. Now I want to tell you, while Jesus was before, he went to the cross, he told Peter, he said, "Peter, you will deny that you've ever known me."
Right.
He said, "Before the cock crow this day, you will deny that you've ever known me." Peter rebuked him and said, "Not so, Lord. I'm ready. Boys, I'm ready. How to go to death. I'm ready to go to prison and on to death with you." And he would in his heart. But whenever the time come, somehow or another, when the pressure hit, and it's foreordained from heaven that this should happen. Listen, Jesus went through everything that he said he would. He prayed so earnestly that his sweat become as great drops of blood falling up on the ground for me and you. Why was he praying? It was for me and you. He could have called 10,000 angels and they would have come to him. Listen, the angels are already there. They was already ready. How whenever he began to pray in such agony, I listened and prayed earnestly. I don't know what you believe. I'm telling you what I believe. Mm-hmm. Listen. I believe that there's an angel just appeared. He's already come from heaven. But he was there. There's an angel in council around about you that love the Lord. And through all of this agony, this angel strengthened him. Boy, it reminded me, he must have been on Michael. I listened with power. He was there. He was there and everything went. And the devil couldn't get to him. Because he had not yet shed his blood for the covering of our sins. As he went to the garden. But the Michael, I walked with him. All the way. And his angels, thousands of angels, if they could just have looked spiritually and seen what was around them. They wouldn't have been no doubt in nobody's mind. But you see, this was hidden from us. We got to believe. We got to believe with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Right.
That the angel, and maybe it wasn't Michael, I don't know, you see. But he just kind of described Michael. He was the archangel with most power. But Peter denied that he'd ever known him. Oh, listen, and then immediately, while he was yet speaking, somewhere out on a fence post, the old cock crowed, and what happened, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word. The word. Mm-hmm. The word. You'll deny me when the cock crows.
Yeah.
One old cock, one old rooster. The word of the Lord. How he had said unto him before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Yeah.
What happened? Sorrow hit. Listen. And he began to pray. He began to repent of his sins. Yeah. He denied that he'd ever known him.
Yeah.
Like sometimes whenever the Lord moves on us with a testimony or something he wants us to do, with self, pride, we won't do it.
Yeah.
Are we ashamed? Are we afraid? Or we just think, well, somebody else do a better job? Listen, boy, there ain't nobody done a better job of repenting than Peter.
Right.
But guess what? There ain't nobody, including Peter, could have done a better job than I did when I repented of my own singing sins. Oh, Peter didn't. He repented of himself. That's how the every man, boy, and girl work out their own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
Now we coming into that. Now I'm going on a little further. Listen. Now you get this. In the 17th chapter of John, 4th verse. Jesus saying to the Father, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. I've glorified thy name, Father. Glorify thou me with the same glory that I had with you before the world was even begun. I have glorified your name on the earth. I have finished the work that you give me to do. Not nothing like it. But now the Father is fixing to ask him something. Going on down in the 15th verse. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. He was talking about his disciples that were following him all the way. Now listen. Already Jesus told Peter, he said, I pray for you that your faith fail not. Peter's faith didn't fail, even though he denied him and denied that he had ever known him. But his faith didn't fail. Next verse. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thine truth. Thine word is true. I believe that the word of God is true. I believe that all that is powerful for me and you, that we can confess His name. Listen, and He said, if we'd overcome and endure our cross, can you imagine what a cross that our Lord was carrying when the angel come and strengthened Him? But He said, I'm not going to pray. You'll take them out of the world. He said, I pray that you will keep them. Do you not know that He's confessing our name to the Father to help to keep us safe from all evil and deliver us day by day? He couldn't take them home with Him right then. They had a greater work to do. They were setting forth the plan of repentance that we might get to the blood and stay in the blood. Through repentance, when we come short of the glory of God, He said, I made it possible for us to stay saved behind the blood that was shed at Calvary. He said, I have finished the work. Then the one place at the cross, whenever, just maybe another minute or two, He said, it is finished. And He gave up the ghost. And He died. What's that got to do with us, preacher? Boy, it's got everything to do if you're going to heaven. And He said, I'm praying, Father, that you will keep them. They're not of the world. What are you saying, preacher? If we was lined up and we was going north, if we stay on the main road, we're going to see a sign. We're leaving Tennessee going into Kentucky. But if we vary off on the back roads, we might already be in Kentucky before we realize
right. We
done crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
Where you at? You ever ask yourself, am I too far in the world, in the activities of the world? Or where's the borderline at? You just stay prayed up and you'll be saved behind the blood. We may go from one state to another, but stay in the blood. Stay in the blood with repentance. Stay prayed up. Listen, it won't matter. If we travel from one state to another, everything will be in shape. And everything will be good. Listen, you know as well as I do, the virus raging through our country. China, looking bad. But I'm going to say to you today, in our midst, all over the country, there's another virus. It's called cancer. And it chills our bones when we hear the word cancer, especially coming to a doctor, from a doctor. But there's another virus going around, my brother, this whole lot worse than everything that you ever hear. That's a virus of sin that creeps into a man or woman. And the devil himself. But I believe the devil can't touch you if you've got here covered with the blood through repentance. Praying day after day after day. And there's a good fellowship in praying. There's a good fellowship in the Lord. Calling His name. Listen. I don't know where we at. I don't know where the borderline's at. But I do know one thing. There's joy in serving Jesus. The comfort to know that you still keeping us on his mind.
Yeah.
We was on his mind while he was on the cross. But we're still on his mind. And he's coming one day after
that.
He told the disciples, he said, I'm going away and prepare a place for you. Hold on. Don't get entangled with the world. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We don't need to be of the world, the filth of the flesh. But people will yield to it. They'll take in every ungodly thing that's a coming their way for a little joy, a little pleasure, for a little season. It'll cost us a home in heaven. Just repent. I believe there's power in repenting.
Yeah.
I believe that there's a home somewhere in the great beyond that I can go to. I believe I got family there. I believe my mom, my dad, my sister, and your family that I got acquainted with would say to me, hang on and come on, I'm waiting for you. Shouting the praises of the Lamb. Jesus come. Bled and died. But can you imagine the agony and the pain that he went through to get to that place?
Yeah.
Listen. If there's ever a time that we need to come out from among the world, I don't care what it costs you.
Amen.
The price has been paid, and it waits our coming. Whatever it costs you, listen, the way of the church is a way home. The way of repentance is a way home. I don't know what you got out of this, but it seemed like that. Kind of like Jesus was the last little while. He said, they won't hear you. They won't think much of you. Tell them anyway. So I want to tell it anyway. Just like he said, if you got anything out of the word, would you share it with each other? No, I didn't bother that for myself. It's just for myself. I needed that message. It's just for myself. It's for everybody that we're here.
Okay.
We need to share the good news, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us stand. I tell you what, if hurt would. He sings a song. I would not. Would you sing it? I want you to take heed to it. Think about this song that he sings. If there's a need, come to him. Or take it home with you. You might way off down in the pig pen. Get on your knees. Hogs all around you. Get a prayer through the glory.
Amen.
He said, take up your cross. I said, no.
I've done that many, many times. And he was a carrying a cross through the garden. And it was heavy.
I wouldn't go.
How about?
If my child obeyed the Lord, let my step in every word.
I may
were a child obeyed the Lord. I said,
I'll do whatever I can. You need prayer.